So how do ordinary people go from feeling stuck and trapped in their life to positively changing, living with 10 times more confidence and self-belief in their ability and getting the results that they want in their life? In this podcast, we give you the tools, techniques, and questions that society doesn't teach you to help you do exactly that. My name's James Hatney. I'm a life coach and NLP practitioner, and welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. Yes, that is right. It is the Impact Coaching Podcast. Welcome, James Hatney here, as always, as we fly. Yes, we are flying towards the end of October, soon to be November. We're going to be having Halloween, bonfire night, and next thing you know, it's going to be Christmas. Well, I've said this quite a lot. I cannot believe how quick this year has gone. It has been amazing in terms of the speed of the year, saying it's been such a challenging year when we've... Anyway, I could ramble on about how quick the year has gone. Welcome, because today is a really, really important show. And this is all about your thinking and how your thinking limits your achievements. And this is really, really important because from today's episode, I want you to be paying close attention to the level that you are thinking at, because you have control, you have a choice about your thinking, and we're going to be teaching you today about how you can think bigger so you achieve bigger and greater results. So before we dive into today's podcast, I'm feeling good today. Before we dive into today's show, hit subscribe if you haven't already, share the podcast, and also I've got some exciting news, which I'm not going to tell you about. I'm going to leave you on a cliff edge, but I've got some exciting news about something that I'm going to be running for you in the next few weeks, which I'm going to be sharing and dripping that information through to you as I'm working in the background on this. And if you check out my Instagram, Impact Coaching One, that is where I'm going to be sharing little bits of information around it. Okay, so let's talk about your thinking and how your level of thinking limits your achievements. And it's so true. Your level of thinking determines your results. And if the size of your thinking is right, you're already going to be steps ahead of the competition. And this is all around the small thinking and the big thinking. Now, if you think small, you're going to live a small life, a small house, small bank balance, small level of happiness, small results, small amount of confidence. And guess what? You're going to get that because that's your small thinking. And this is something that I realize and I see day to day in society, the amount of people that are thinking small about what they can achieve in life, about the wealth they can have and about what they can do. And that is something that I feel society is so used to. So when you want to think big, you want to dream big, it can feel really challenging because you're breaking the status quo. You're breaking the normality of small thinking. Because when you think small, it limits yourself, it plays down your ability, plain and simple. Your small thinking is brought out in your body language, and your attitude will represent this unconsciously. Your subconscious will represent your small thinking, okay? Now, if you are thinking big, on the other hand, when you think big, it excites you. Think about something that you wanted to do and that you may want to do now. That big dream, that big goal that you have. When you think about that, what do you feel? You know, it excites you. It makes your eyes widen, the hair stand up, opens up your world, your body language changes because you're passionate about it and you feel it's purposeful to you. And it's about recognizing when you are thinking big, you start to recognize the opportunities to act big as well. So it's really, really key in terms of which level your thinking is at, in terms of small thinking and big thinking. And we've all been guilty of this. You have been guilty. I have been guilty. My hands are raised up in the air because I never realized this, that there was really two levels of thinking, that you can either think small or think big. The choice is yours. Let me give you an example of this then, because the level of your thinking does determine your results. If you think small, as we've already said, you will get small results. If you think big, you will get big results. So let me give you an example. So there are two people, both of the same ability in running and fitness, same age, they both eat healthily, they're near enough identical. Now, one runner sets a goal of running 4 miles. The other sets a goal of running a marathon, 26 miles. Now, they both think they can achieve the target. They've set this goal. So who is going to run further? The answer is obvious and simple, because it is that simple. If you set a target of running 4 miles, you will run 4 miles. If you set a target of 26 miles, you will run 26 miles. Even if you have to crawl across that finish line, you will achieve that, because the level of the ability isn't different. It's just the goal that you have set. Yes, yes, yes. The 26 miles is going to be a lot harder, but you're going to run further than 4 miles. That 4 miles will seem such a small goal because you're going for a bigger target. And this is the level of your thinking. Because if you start to think small, if you continue to think small throughout your life about what you can achieve, what you can do with your life, what you can have, who you can be, what you can do, then you're going to get them small results because that is what you're aiming for. But if you were to stretch it and go for the bigger results, you're going to work towards them. You're going to achieve them results. When I was raising money for cancer research and my trek to Machu Picchu, I only needed to raise just over £2,000. And, well, you know what? I spoke about this in a recent podcast. That scared me. That petrified me. £2,000 I had to raise from other people. People had to give me £2,000. And they got nothing in return apart from donating to an amazing charity. But what I did is I set my target at £3,500. And guess what? I hit over £3,500. I actually achieved over £3,600. But that showed that setting big goals means big results. That £2,000 I hit, I think it was like halfway through the period of time that I was meant to achieve that. And when you set bigger goals, you get bigger results, and bigger results than you would set by setting small goals. If I would have hit £2,000, I more than likely would have struggled to hit £2,000 because I'm limiting my thinking and I'm limiting what I want to do, and that would be the target. But by stretching myself to £3,500, I had to work harder. I had to be more creative. I had to really step out of my comfort zone, and that allowed me to achieve that result. But it's about your life. It's about your life and what you can set in terms of your goals, in terms of your level of thinking. So how are you thinking? What level are you thinking at the moment in time towards your dreams and towards your goals? And what would happen if you were to step up and think even bigger, to times whatever you want to achieve by 10? Level that level of thinking up. Level up your goals so it gets you the hairs standing up on your arms, your eyes start to widen, you start to get excited. Now, yes, you're going to have limiting beliefs, you're going to have self-doubt that come into play. That's completely natural. And what I do is I have the tools and techniques to not only expand your thinking, but also to overcome that self-doubt, overcome that lack of belief or confidence in your ability. But leveling up your thinking will mean that you get bigger results in your life. It could be in work, it could be in your personal life, your family, wealth terms. Have a little bit of a think now. Think back to an occasion of when you have stretched something, when you've stretched a goal, stretched something that you want to achieve. As I've said, it could be in work, it could be in your personal life, and you've stretched it that little bit more. Now, What you more than likely find is that, yes, it was challenging, but you went above and beyond to achieve that. Your level of thinking was increased, so the work that you put in levels up. The level of your goals increases, so the amount of motivation, the amount of work that you put in to achieve that goal increases. And the level of thinking and your goals are determined by your level of thinking. If you were to think small, you're going to get small results. But if you think big, you are going to get bigger results. So quite simply put, the level of your thinking determines the results that you are going to get. The level of the results that you're going to get is a direct consequence of the goals and your thinking level. So if you were to think big, what could you achieve in your life? Stretch it, times it by 10, because you're going to see much more benefit. You're going to have much greater happiness, fulfillment, purpose in your life by stretching yourself, by moving forward, because I know that you've got unlimited potential. We just need to unlock it. So that's all that I've got for you today. That is something that I'm really, really passionate about, because I've seen the difference in my life from upgrading my thinking from small thinking to big thinking on wealth terms, on happiness, and just in terms of overall fulfillment. Now, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure. So I look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. And remember that your habits and your routines will work towards your dreams. I want you to understand how grateful I am for you listening to today's podcast. So in return, I want you to experience the power of life coaching. And I would like to send an invitation to you as a podcast listener to feel the power of coaching in your own life with a free one-to-one personal coaching experience with me. All I ask is your commitment to 1 hour to change your life and work towards your top 10 life goals. So to grab your invitation, head over to www.impactcoachingglobal.com/experience before the allocated slots get snapped up. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you.